Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's brother is pushing for police reform. He spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, telling lawmakers at a hearing he wants to make sure that his brother wasn't just a face on a T-shirt or another name on a list.
I couldn't take care of George that day he was killed, but maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain.
Protesters tore down a statue of Christopher Columbus from outside the Minnesota State Capitol last night. A group of protesters tossing a rope around the monument and tugging it to the ground. Another cop reality show is over. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after the long-running Cops got pulled and only hours after the host promised it was going to be back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
President Trump is heading to Dallas, where he'll discuss plans for what's called a national holistic revitalization and recovery following weeks of civil unrest at the death of George Floyd. Trump will be meeting with pastors and law enforcement officials and small business owners at a church in Dallas. He's been criticized for his few comments about the Memorial Day death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, which has led to the protests across the nation. The president has criticized them, calling for tough measures to stop them. He will also be holding a private fundraising event in Dallas later today. More than 1.5 million more workers filed unemployment claims last week. The 1.54 million first-time claims, 355,000 fewer than the week before, and the 10th straight week of declining claims, but still reflecting a stunning exodus of Americans from the U.S. workforce. And this is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
COVID-19 cases have risen in over a dozen states since the George Floyd protests broke out. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
At least 16 states have seen increases in COVID-19 cases. Dr. Dean Bloomberg is an infectious disease expert at the University of California, Davis.
We might open up too far, too fast, and if that happens, we may need to adjust.
And the nationwide police brutality protests are raising fears of another wave of infections. The director of the Harvard Global Health Institute offered yet another sobering prediction that the U.S. could see another 100,000 coronavirus deaths by September.
Joe Biden says his greatest concern right now is that President Trump is going to try to steal the November White House election. In an interview on The Daily Show last evening, Biden said he's worried that some votes won't be counted. The former vice president and presumptive Democratic presidential candidate saying that Trump has already cast doubt on the use of mail-in ballots as being legitimate. And thousands of fans want Disneyland to retheme the Spanish Mountain ride because of its possibly racist undertones. The ride's storyline is based off the Song of the South, a 1946 Disney film that's been criticized for its racist stereotypes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like it. I'm Bill Martinez. We're delivering the truth no matter where it leads, because it is that doggone important. George Barna is back with us, professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, Mr. George, how we been, buddy?
Doing well. Glad to be with you again. Thank you.
Well, always good here, especially to talk about, the answer. Interestingly, the sixth installment of the American Worldview Inventory reveals what percentage of Americans are turning to and away from in the midst of all this anxiety over COVID and the looting and violence that's happening on the streets of America. And the answer Maybe I should say, and the answer isn't what?
Well, it isn't that people are turning to God or turning to the Bible or even turning to their faith. I mean, when we ask people, you know, how do you figure out what's right and wrong in a given situation, we've got close to 2 out of 3 people in America saying it's all about trusting themselves, you know, going deep inside, looking inside themselves, etc. Or it's about other people. People that they know, people that they hang out with, people that they work with, and taking their cues from those people. What we found was less than 1 out of 4 Americans say that when they have to make an important moral or ethical decision, they actually turn to the Bible. So this kind of corresponds, Bill, with what we've been talking about over the last few weeks on your show here,
exactly,
where the research is showing that people are less and less inclined to trust God, trust the Bible, trust their faith, trust their church. It's all about the cues that they can get from these other places that now they're shifting to in terms of what they believe to be reliable and truthful.
George, is this parallel with this movement that's coming out of these universities that has these young kids choosing socialism over capitalism? Is that parallel with that?
Well, very much so, because all of those kinds of choices have to come from some worldview. And so a biblical worldview is one option, but we know that the vast majority of colleges and universities in America do not have professors who will suggest even the consideration of a biblical worldview. A study I did a few years back showed that the largest share, not a majority, but a plurality of professors across America buy into a Marxist worldview. And so that would say there is no God, there is no absolute moral truth, the Bible is just another book, you know, and all of these kinds of perspectives. So, yeah, when you look at the kinds of choices that college kids are making, they can came into college with a worldview of some type. Mm-hmm. In most cases, it's being challenged in those colleges and being pushed to be reshaped to be something, but again, not to be something that's a biblical worldview.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is it just an out-and-out resistance of the Bible because the Bible is not cool, or is this something that they've apprehended as a result of, you know, coming into the universities, you know, really non-committal and being formed by their, you know, resident professors?
Yeah, it's really a combination of things. One of it is the literal pounding that we get in our culture from the media, suggesting that God and the Bible are not truthful, not reliable, not even practically helpful, and suggesting other perspectives in its place. So you've got that. Then you've got your teachers, who in many cases, you know, and you've seen the stories, you've reported on the stories of professors who will literally fail a student who continues to profess a biblical worldview or to defend a biblical worldview. And then you've got parents who, by and large, are not stepping up to the plate. They want to be good parents, but they're trying to hire the best professionals they can find to raise their kids. And those professionals are not vetted for their worldview. So you've got all these other sources of influence coming to bear on the minds and the hearts of our kids. They're not going to church. They don't believe the Bible is particularly relevant to today. Now, they haven't read it, but they've also never been helped to read it, helped to understand it, helped to interpret it or apply it. And then they look at the role models that they have, and, you know, they can always find something wrong that Christians do because the media are quick to jump on that.
How do they reconcile what's happening on the streets? I mean, let's set the Bible aside for just a moment. Do they still think that somehow this is, you know, this kind of lawlessness still makes sense?
Yeah, and a lot of this goes back to what they're looking for in a worldview. And so there are several particular elements that are important to them. Fairness is one. Justice is another. Equality is a third one. Tolerance would be a fourth one. And so they're looking for a system. They're looking for a group of people that holds those things up as being the ultimate hallmark of a lens through which you can view life. They don't understand what the Bible says about fairness, justice, equality, or tolerance, but they have assumptions based on bad information that they've been given by other actors. They haven't gone back to the source. So a lot of their choices are being based on bad assumptions.
George, it seems like they're going to have to learn as we did. We know that in our youth, we made decisions that were motivated by emotions. And not to make it so simple, but it's just that I am perceiving, you know, high in emotions and really low on intellect. Not to be insulting, just only analyzing where they are right now, and they may end up discovering, like we did, that, you know, decisions made in the emotional environment, not as good as those when we can really analyze and take in all the data.
I think it's a great point, Bill. You know, when we have been studying how do people make their decisions, we have found that the current rage in America is to turn inward and to respect your feelings. And the idea here, it's a very postmodern idea, because their perspective is you cannot trust facts because facts can be manipulated. You know, like feelings can't. So, it's a really bizarre set of circumstances that we're dealing with.
And I think it's ironic because we just came off of COVID-19 and they were all, you know, shouting about, you know, you got to count science. You got to believe the science. And, of course, now we're finding out that the science, you know, to reinforce their instinct has not been exactly right either.
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure that I'd say science wasn't right. I would say the scientists weren't right.
Yes.
And that's because they were bringing other things into the equation. You know, facts are facts. And, you know, I guess that betrays me as being really old school. But, you I think there is such a thing as absolute truth, particularly in the moral arena, but also in the real world arena. So science lives or dies on the basis of facts. It's when you get scientists interpreting those facts to justify their own perspectives or desires or whatever it is that's driving them, that's when you really have issues.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with George Barna continues. George, of course, is the professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and we're discussing the sixth installment of the American Worldview Inventory. George, anything shocking, especially about this recent installment?
Well, you know, when we do this research, Bill, because we're trying to get the reality of what's going on in people's minds, hearts, and lives, we look not just at beliefs, but also at behavior. And so in this particular summary, we were also looking at how people said they would deal with five different situations in which they would have to make a choice. And some of those were really interesting to me. I can't say shocking because when you do this for 40 years, you see the progression and you kind of predict some things that are coming. But when we ask people about things such as speeding, is speeding, you know, going 80 miles an hour in a 55 zone, whether there are other cars around or not, whether it's daytime, nighttime, you know, is that something that is morally acceptable? And to find that a majority of people say, yeah, you know, I think the circumstances that you described, it was literally the right thing to do. I mean, that to me is kind of surprising, where now we look at the law and we have to say, nah, we know better. Or you look at something like having sexual relations with someone that you love and expect to marry in the future. Is that okay to have sexual relations before that, you know, potential marriage? Mm-hmm. And again, finding that a majority of people are saying, well, yeah, that's perfectly morally acceptable. In fact, by a 2-to-1 margin. And so I look at those kinds of things and I realize, you know, I think we've crossed that line in the sand. And for many people, there's not going to be any going back because they've now determined that nobody knows better than them. So what they decide is golden. What they decide is the only truth. And, you know, that's going to have dramatic long-term implications for our culture because, of course, that's what they'll pass on to their kids, their grandkids. That's what they'll pass on to their friends. That's what will influence the decisions that they make at work and in relationships. And so you can see what's happening in America today as a result.
Exactly. How would you like to be a police officer who pulls somebody over for driving 80 miles an hour? They think it's acceptable, but you're a police officer and your job is to uphold the law. So now this guy's going to get yippy in your face because you've, you know, reinforced what the laws are, but yet in their perception and their worldview, that that law has failed and they should not be given a ticket.
Well, and then what will happen is they will hire a lawyer, they'll go to court, and the lawyer will do everything he can to defend his client, that's his job, mm-hmm. and so they will besmirch the reputation and the history of service of that officer, which you can't erase that, and in the course of doing that, they're going to be crying that this ticket was unfair, it was unjust, it's inequitable, the officer is being intolerant, the system is broken. I mean, you know, the kitchen sink gets thrown in at
exactly.
that point, and it's just utter chaos, moral anarchy.
And especially in today's environment, if you happen to be, you know, black while driving, then we get all the racism, you know, kicked into the narrative as well. And let's move forward in defunding the police and really open the door to lawlessness.
Yeah, and it is a difficult situation because, yes, there are some individuals who are racist, who have those positions of authority. And so, you know, they're known as the bad apples. Well, we need to, you know, deal with the bad apples rather than throw out the entire orchard. You know, and that's, I'm afraid, what we're doing today.
Especially, exactly, when you do, you know, you do look at the data and you break it down and you say, okay, let's look at, you know, how many blacks die every year or murdered, something like 5,000 to 6,000 are, 80% according to this are, you know, black on black murders. As far as police are involved, we're talking maybe 9 or 10 incidences in a year where there is a shooting by police, and according to, again, the statistics, about 80% at least of those involved a gun. So the perpetrator had a gun coming against law enforcement. I think you're inviting problems here.
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, the Washington Post has been the go-to source for that kind of information for a long time. Well, suddenly this situation emerged in the past week, and the Washington Post started tinkering with their database to try to raise those numbers.
Exactly.
But they only got it up to 13, you know,
yeah.
So... I mean, yeah, you're exactly right. When you look at the facts here, it does raise the question, well, wait a minute, is there a justifiable motivation for that action? And then even taking a step back, looking at the bigger picture, yeah, why do we have police? What was the motivation for that? Oh, wait a minute, people need to have boundaries, and those boundaries need to be enforced. It's the same thing as parenting. You know, I mean, if you have a child, you don't give them boundaries, or you give them boundaries and you don't enforce it, you got a monster on your hands. So, I'm hoping that the nation is just going to step back, take a deep breath. Yes, there are systemic issues that have to be addressed. It's a great time for us to be doing that.
But it's so critical to what you said earlier, is that if this isn't predicated on the truth, wow, good luck.
Yeah, because that's when you wind up with a moral anarchy situation. You know, we know from this study that 6 out of 10 Americans right now say there is no such thing and cannot be any such thing as absolute moral truths that apply to every person all the time. What people are saying basically is, don't impose any limitations or boundaries on me. I'll be the one who determines what's right or wrong for me in every situation, all the time. Don't bother me. That's when you have a nation that's about ready to explode.
Exactly. Well, it definitely got a bit of a release point in these last week and a half, 10 days or so of this rioting, you know, a little pressure valve. But, you know, I believe that, you know, in many ways, I mean, some of this stuff is being self-manufactured. You know, we're really, you know, just not taking any kind of personal inventory or accountability as one black historian. Laid it out, you know, Shelby Steele from the Hoover Institution. He just says, look at, you know, the question that needs to be asked is, are you carrying your own weight?
Yeah. And this is one of those times, too, where I think we've got to recognize and respect the importance of leadership. Leaders who will help us to refocus on what really matters, to see the big picture, put it all in context, and remember what we're trying to accomplish here. This whole idea that's so common today of living in the moment can really get in the way of seeing that big picture and making better decisions.
Well, you're right. You say, as Americans embrace the consequences of unrestrained moral choices, we will see further rejections of traditional marriage, conventional child-rearing practices, objectives, millions more abortions, excessive substance abuse, wider acceptance of suicide, polygamy, sexual perversion, and religious persecution. And these are things that you have been watching and you've seen on the horizon for a long time. So as you say, you're not all that surprised. You have seen this coming over the mountain when she comes. You know, George, I had sent out a tweet here recently regarding Black Lives Matter, which I believe America still is choosing to remain ignorant over. We're beginning to open our eyes a little bit on Antifa, but they don't realize that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are joined at the hip in many respects. And I tweeted out, I said, stop killing black babies, and I might really start to believe that black lives do matter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you start unpacking the data on what's really going on, it is scary. You know, it may not be surprising to someone who tracks it, but nevertheless, it is scary, and it's something that I think we've really got to focus on. This is not a sideline. Right. I'm hoping this isn't the kind of stuff people go home, sit back, pop a beer, and watch the news and say, wow, look at that riot. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is serious stuff, and this is determining what the country is going to be for the near future.
President of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, George, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
You too, though.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's brother is pushing for police reform. He spoke on Capitol Hill yesterday, telling lawmakers at a hearing he wants to make sure that his brother wasn't just a face on a T-shirt or another name on a list.
I couldn't take care of George that day. He was killed. But maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain.
Protesters tore down a statue of Christopher Columbus from outside the Minnesota State Capitol last night. A group of protesters tossing a rope around the monument and tugging it to the ground. Another cop reality show is over. A&E has canceled Live PD a day after the long-running Cops got pulled and only hours after the host promised it was going to be back. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You think it's easy being me, don't you? Oh, I tell you, sometimes we just can't take things so seriously, even though the mood of our country is very serious. But, every once in a while, you just have to breathe, right? Just take a deep breath and relax for just a moment, as what was told to President Abraham Lincoln many, many years ago. This too shall pass. We'll get on the other side of this. The opportunity is, on the other side of this, will we be better than we are today? I think that's the challenge. And it depends on what you want to talk about and what you are putting into your mindset. This is why we're so grateful to have the Good News Girl, we call her, Samantha Mao. And Samantha joins us now on a different day. Anytime we can get Samantha, she is such a ray of sunshine that we'll take her on any day that ends in Y. Is that okay, Sam?
Oh, I will be happy to be there on any day that ends in Y, too. That's perfect. I love being the one to bring, it feels like we need good news now more than usual. And I'm happy to be the one who does it, so. Thank you for having me on. Well, we can't
on you, and not to put inordinate pressure on you, but, without a doubt, when you hear these great stories that have become, have gone viral, maybe other stories that need to be viral, it lifts our spirits because we realize that maybe things aren't as bad as seriously as they are, maybe not as bad as they are. I mean, for example, Kanye West donates $2 million to pay for the college tuition for George Floyd's daughter. We're not hearing a lot about that. And maybe because Kanye is a, is a man of faith and a conservative. I don't know why that's not out there, but this is a guy that's making a difference, you know, within the black, you know, community. And I think that, you know, we have to help one another and do what we can. We got to do it each person at a time, at the community level. That's where the change is needed. And, this is awesome that Kanye, was able to do this for George's daughter. I mean, you imagine $2 million invested for college tuition. What that's going to do for that young woman?
Well, he's also donating to Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. He donated to their families. And I think that, you know, if you pay attention to Kanye West, one of the things he knows is he really has a heart for supporting the black community and reaching out. And, you know, his wife, Kim, also mm-hmm. has really worked to try to help people who are in prison wrongfully or have harsh sentences. And, you know, I know they're kind of pop culture icons, but you can tell if you pay attention to their actions and where they put their efforts that they really do care about.
Exactly. Kim and Kanye, they led the way in justice reform under the Trump administration. And it wasn't that they didn't try under Barack Obama. And that's just not to, you know, it's not to malign anybody, but just to say this, what is. And, you know, that is not being reported in the mainstream media, but people there at the community level who are being affected. I mean, like what Tim Scott came up and an idea that he's been trying to get through Congress for a long time, these opportunity zones. And, you know, President Trump says, hey, I'm in. And they make it happen. I mean, this happened in, you know, record setting time. So the needs are now, and hopefully, and there's so many needs. In fact, we were just talking with an author and a doctor who went to Haiti to take care of the billion, you know, it's just billions of problems. I mean, you know, they have, you know, millions of people there in Haiti, but it was incredible. You know, for each person, there was problems. And around the world, for example, there's, you know, we're 7.5 billion people in the world population. And over half of it, Sam, is lacking in healthcare services. And here's a doctor, here's a guy who goes through all the hard work and money and everything like that, becomes a doctor and volunteers his services to Haiti, which is, you know, they are the poster children for poverty. And they're going there doing some great medical work, but he's realizing that so many people, not just in Haiti, but around the world, I mean, when you look at half of the world being underserved when it comes to healthcare, I mean, you know, that shouldn't be the case. I think it's an opportunity, again, for us to be able to see how we can do it. And for a long time, there have been, you know, groups like his that have participated. You know, Doctors Without Borders who have gone in and you hear those stories, and they're such giving people. I mean, this is an example of the exceptionalism of America, because by and large, this is where they come from. They come from America. I mean, they have paid the price, paid the big tuition, or maybe even highly indebted. And instead of focusing on, you know, paying off the debt, they go out and they serve other communities with their talents and gifts. I mean, this is amazing.
What they're doing is priceless. You know, they might be doing it for free, and you can see how much money they would get if they were to take a regular job here in America. But what they're doing is really, it's impossible to tell the amount of impact it has in this community. So people like that really amaze me.
And especially for a guy like him, I mean, he's a neurosurgeon. So when we get into neurosurgery, I mean, you're talking, you know, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in expense, right? And so the powers to be say, God, we could build a hospital. We could do other things. But no, this is one person that they're committed to that requires, you know, $100,000 plus worth of surgery. And, you know, you get into the ethos and the ethics of the situation and say, what happens? You invest and you put into this one person's life, and you don't know if that one person is that critical seed that goes out and maybe changes the world in Haiti. I don't know, because of, you know, what happened, what the gift of an American doctor of this man's life and the restoring of that man's life, what kind of, you know, echo effect it has, you know, throughout Haiti because of his gift, of his doctoral gifts and his commitment to serve not only America, but to serve other communities. I mean, this is just incredible. Like this young Ohio teenager that you write about who cooked and served hundreds of meals to officers working the protest. Tell us about that.
So that's right. So, you know, you think about people, a teenager can do anything they want whenever it comes to summer vacation. And most people definitely don't think about serving. And this man, Marco Davis, he's 17 years old. And when he started thinking about what he wanted to do, he wanted to serve meals to the police and the National Guard in Ohio. And I thought that that was really exceptional because, you know, like we've been saying, there's just so many different things going on. And people that are literally burning down buildings and destroying cities and monuments and different things. And this young man, he's only 17 years old, he comes out and he's like, no, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to cook for these cops because there are people out here that are, like, there are good cops out there who kind of need the reassurance from somebody like him, I think. It shows them what they're fighting for. Mm-hmm. When they go out there, they put their life at risk every day. It's young men like Marco, and I think what he's doing is great. He's been cooking hundreds and thousands of meals. He actually recently got honored. And he just packs them up, their hot meals, and he serves them. And I just think he's going to be one of those people who really changes the world for the better.
Yeah, who needs a job as a cook somewhere when you can just go out in the street and flow to the need and get all kinds of experience? Because how many kids at that age are going to learn? I mean, where do you go to learn to serve hundreds of meals, right?
Right. And, I mean, he could have done anything he wanted for his summer break. So the fact that would occur to him.
Wow.
To not only work, but do it voluntarily, just to help other people.
Well, you want to follow that story because you know this kid is—he's on the way to something great. Like this other teen who spent 10 hours cleaning up after protest. He gets a car and a college scholarship.
He did. Isn't that that story actually made me cry a little bit? This 18-year-old Antonio Gwynn up in New York, he went and volunteered for 10 hours, ends up getting a free car, his insurance covered, and a free ride to college. And he didn't do it for anybody. His mom passed away a couple years ago. He's hoping she's proud of him, and I believe she would be. It's one of those stories you can't read without choking up. But
so many,
young man.
And so many more stories there at Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. There's a man filmed giving shoes and socks right off his own feet to a homeless man. Dozens of strangers lift a van off a woman injured in a car crash. So that and many others. And we're grateful for Sam's Corner at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Sam.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, yes, for the movie guy. Yes, direct from Hollywood, California. We're talking about the one and only Steve Evans. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and big news in the movie world today. Of course, movie theaters in California can reopen up this weekend. Do you hear about
good,
that?
Good, great news. I know, I love that. I heard the news, and you know, I'm smelling movie popcorn again.
Well, it may be a while. They can reopen, and they have some independent houses opening up. But the big chains like AMC or Regal or Cinemark, they're all going to stay closed until there's actually something to show, because it takes a while, you know, to build up, you know, the movies that you're going to be showing. Most of them think that they're going to wait until July. Coming out on July 1st, we have this big movie starring Russell Crowe. It's called Unhinged. A lot of people are going to be playing that theatrically. And then coming up on the 17th of July, you have Christopher Nolan and his movie called Tenet. And then I think you're going to see the movies once again showing up in the theater. But it takes a while. You're talking about the platform. You have to restock, of course, the concession stands. They also have to have masks at the ready because they're going to be suggested. And you're going to have to put paper down. It's going to be paper down over your seat. And you're going to have to be socially distanced. You can stay with your household, but your household's going to have to be at least 6 feet away from any other household. 25% capacity and only 100 people in a theater.
Okay? And you have to sit on paper sheets?
You know, it could lead to some problems. I mean, you might have to lean over and say, would you quit squirming?
Exactly. That's exactly what I thought. You're making too much. No. You and your sheets out of here.
Right. But given all that, do you think you'll go when they open up?
Yeah, why not? I mean, hey, just for the popcorn. But, you know, but if they say no popcorn, we'll just wait.
I think, you know, as soon as I feel safe, I'll go back in. It's almost like...
Of course, I'm a bit spoiled. I have a different perspective here in the East, in Florida. But in California, you're still a bit nervous with all the different, you know, sensitivity rules and everything else that's been going on. I don't know how COVID's running there, if there's been any increased outbreak. We thought that maybe, just maybe with all the riots going on, And people forgetting about social distancing and all that stuff in light of all the protests that was happening. happening, that maybe there would be an outbreak. But so far, it looks pretty good. That maybe we found a way to conquer. We found a way to conquer COVID-19. Let's have a couple of protests. That takes care of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, they are seeing a spike in L.A. County. They think that's because of activity over Memorial Day weekend, and it will be a couple of weeks before they figure out if the protests had any effect upon the COVID cases are showing up. So, I have tested twice now, both negative. So
you're having so much fun doing that. You're starting to get addicted to COVID testing. I mean, we're gonna have to have an intervention on you, Steve-O. We're here right now to tell you that you've had enough of these Q-tips going, down your throat and up your nose. Okay, so let's give it up for a while.
So far, so good. That's
been and then you can sit there and go, "Hi, I'm Steve Evans. It's been 3 weeks, 12 hours, 32 minutes since my last attachment to these big Q-tips."
Still negative. With all that, there are all kinds of things happening on your widescreen this weekend, so let's check it out.
Before we talk about widescreen, real quick, the other bit of news, relevant to the big movie houses and all this coming in, last time we talked about, we had infighting between, streaming and working with the big theaters and the big movie houses realizing that working direct to streaming, that this could be more lucrative. How does that sit right now in terms of the transition? Is it going to be everything going back to the big screen, or is there going to be kind of a combination of streaming and big screen?
Well, I think the jury is still out. Nobody knows exactly how people are going to be reacting to theaters reopening. And I love that theater experience, for one.
Yes.
I'd much rather see a movie in a theater than I would at home on a widescreen. But that's just me. A lot of people have gotten into the habit of watching things at home. And the other thing is, a lot of people have seen about everything there is to see at home. So they may be looking for a new product that will be showing up in their movie theater.
You bring up a good point, though, Steve-O, and that is that, when there are certain movies that really lend themselves to an audience, and the audience reaction kind of multiplies, the sensitivity and the emotional response and all those good things. I think, right off the top, I think Star Wars, it's so much fun to watch everybody else's reaction and, some of these other children's movies. Cause I love it. I love hearing the kids' response on it. I don't care about them talking out loud and, giggling and, all that. But, but there's some other.
Yeah, I love to see. I love that audience experience. I really do like to see a movie that way. But, a lot of these theaters are looking at, the amount of money that these studios are making by releasing it straight to video. A Trolls World Tour is the perfect example. That
movie
has done extremely well. A lot of these studios are thinking, well, maybe we don't need to be quite as enthusiastic about a theatrical release. Who knows? It'll all shake out.
Exactly.
We'll see, though. It will all be revealed eventually.
And meanwhile, streaming continues, and we've got some good things to look at, right?
Right. This one originally came out of the theater. I think. Did you ever see Knives Out?
I did. I love that movie. That is awesome.
I loved it too.
I'm ready to see it again.
Me too. And I forgot actually who did it. So that's one of the benefits of a poor memory, I guess. This is an Agatha Christie Knives Out film. It's a fun modern day murder mystery where everyone is a suspect. You got this renowned crime novelist. His name is Harlan Thrombey. If I were a crime novelist, that's the name I would like to have. The character's played by Christopher Plummer, found dead at his estate just after his 85th birthday. And we have the inquisitive and debonair detective Benoit Blanc, played by Daniel Craig. Now, if you ever wonder what James Bond would sound like if he were from Mississippi, this is a movie for you because he uses the southern accent for this character.
He's almost not so much the Pink Panther. He's not quite the Pink Panther, but he's Panther-like.
Not quite, but it's an interesting new character for him to play. Everybody from Harlan's dysfunctional family to his devoted staff, Blanc has to sift through a web of red herrings and self-serving lies to uncover the truth behind Harlan's untimely death. You've got a great cast there. Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Jamie Lee Curtis, Michael Shannon, Don Johnson. 97% recommending Knives Out this weekend. And then a movie which is called The King of Staten Island, starring Pete Davidson. You're familiar with Pete Davidson, right?
Yes, I am.
Saturday Night Live?
But not with the movie, though. Yeah, well, Pete created a little bit of controversy with our buddy Dan Crenshaw, but that's another story. Go ahead.
But he's always you're basically this kind of offbeat character on Saturday Night Live with all kinds of issues, which we've become acquainted with over the years. And for whatever reason, he is like the next big thing. We have Judd Apatow directing this movie. Everybody's saying, everybody's seeing how terrific Pete is. And this is called The King of Staten Island, which is essentially written by Pete and Judd Apatow, and it's semi-autobiographical. Now, true is that Pete Davidson still lives with his parents on Staten Island. He lives in the basement there. And this is a movie about this guy living with his parents on Staten Island. It's called King of Staten Island. It's got Scott being played by Pete Davidson. He's been a case of arrested development ever since his firefighter father died when he was about 7. Now, Scott is in his mid-20s, having achieved very little, chasing a dream of becoming a tattoo artist that seems somehow out of reach. There's an ambitious young sister. She heads off to college, and Scott's still living with his exhausted ER nurse mother, played by the great Marissa Tomei. He spends his days smoking weed and hanging out with guys. Then his mother starts dating this loudmouth firefighter by the name of Ray. It sets off a chain of events that will force Scott to grapple with his grief and take his first tentative steps toward moving forward in his life. Great reviews, 80% recommending. It's on Amazon Prime this weekend, The King of Staten Island. Now, a movie called The Vast of Night, so terrific. 92% are recommending. Not really stirring anybody you may be familiar with, but here's the idea. It is the twilight of the 1950s. On one fateful night in New Mexico, and for some reason these things always happen in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. You got this young, winsome switchboard operator by the name of Faye, and you have a charismatic radio DJ by the name of Everett. They discover a strange audio frequency that could change their small town and their future forever. You have dropped phone calls, AM radio signals, secret reels of tape forgotten in a library, switchboards, crossed patch lines, and an anonymous phone call. They all lead Faye and Everett on the scavenger hunt toward the unknown. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah, I'm hearing a haunting refrain of, play Misty for me.
Yeah, it's true. It's called The Vast of Night. 92% recommending. I think I have another call coming in. I apologize.
Well, you're a busy man. We understand.
No worries. A busy situation. Another situation here quickly called The Quarry. This is starring the great Michael Shannon. It's from a novel by Damon Galgut. This is a searing thriller, a tale of sin and redemption set in the wilds of Texas. After murdering a traveling preacher, you have a fugitive drifter traveling to a small town and posing as the man he killed. Though the congregation loves the drifter's sermons of forgiveness, the local police chief, Michael Shannon, is suspicious of the man. Soon a gruesome discovery at a local quarry, thus the title, forces the killer to fight for his freedom. It's on Amazon. It's called The Quarry, out this weekend. So we have some things to watch.
Boy, there's lots of good stuff there, even before we get ready for movie popcorn. But, Steve-O, we're excited to hear the good news, what's happening in Southern California, where you've got a soft opening, I guess we can call it soft opening, of some local theaters, and we'll have to wait and see. So, it's just a matter of the product coming down the line that will really motivate these big movie houses to open up their doors and send out the waifs of fresh popcorn, filing out the door one more time, huh?
We're on our way to the new normal.
There he is. He's America's one and only. He is the movie guy. We're talking Steve Evans live from Hollywood, California. Still the movie capital of the world. Steve-O, thank you as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.